Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. My guests this morning, Mark Mulvihill, Superintendent, Intermountain ESD, and Dave Williams, Director of School Improvement. The Oregon Small School Association has named someone in IMESD Principal of the Year. Talk about her and the challenges of being a principal in a small school.
Well, it's great to be here, Dan, as always, and brought Dave along here. He's maybe chime in on some of these things. And
thank you.
This question, when you think of challenges of being a principal, may resonate with you as well. Dave and I are former principals. But we're really excited, Dan. Lacey Sharp is principal in Stanfield at the elementary school, and she's been named the Oregon, as you mentioned, Small Schools Principal of the Year. And that's quite an honor, a statewide honor. And you know, I always say that the best honor you can get is when it comes from your peers. So this came from other principals who've recognized her achievements. This is the second time that Stanfield has been recognized, because Beth Burton, who's the superintendent there, Beth was awarded Small School Superintendent of the Year. So this is kind of back-to-back big wins for that district, and justifiably so. They both are doing tremendous work. Stanfield is one of the districts that we engage quite a bit with all of our services that the ESD provides, but they are both strong leaders, and they're very committed to their community. They live in their community. They're committed to their community. Their kids are in the school system, and that makes a big difference. It's a tough job being a principal. It always has been, and it continues to be so. You are kind of the operator pulling the switches all day long. And I always said, especially in elementary school, you have to be able to work and speak to a 5-year-old and a 55-year-old in a matter of 30 seconds and shift gears. So it's a very rewarding job, but certainly not an easy job. And so whenever anybody is awarded by their peers, it means a great deal. Dave, I don't know, reflections when you were in your principal days?
I think especially the smaller the building, the more hats that you wear. You know, as a building principal, you are the last minute substitute. You're also, you could be the office secretary if the secretary has to step out. You're going to be part-time custodian, like, all the time. So just knowing that we have somebody from the region that wears those types of hats and works with kids every day that's being recognized, that's super exciting. You know, kudos to Stanfield and kudos to Lacey for that award.
If you graded the Oregon legislature, what would this session be marked and why, Mark?
You know, I'm going to be accused when I say this of an easy grader. I'd give them a good strong A minus. I think they did a really good job. And why I would give that grade is the short session, which is this year's was the short session, is meant to clean up around the fringes of what happened in the long session. And they did that. It wasn't meant for a bunch of new bills to be ramrodded through quickly. And they stayed within the parameters of what really the short session is about. That's the first time I've seen that in maybe 8 to 10 years. At the beginning, we were concerned, Dan, because with the Supreme Court decision, the Oregon Supreme Court decision, that upheld a ballot measure that if you had 10 absences as a legislator, you could not run for office again. And so the Republican walkout of the last session, it was magnified whether and what the interpretation was. So the Supreme Court came back supporting the original intent of or interpreting the law, supporting what the voters were saying. And we were worried that maybe the Republicans would walk out again and we wouldn't have a complete session and we didn't get work done. But that wasn't the case. And so it was very bipartisan. It was an effort that really tried to improve Oregonians and, most importantly, set the stage for the coming long session, which is going to be a big one for K-12 education. So once school is out in June, we're going to start gearing up, quote, politically on platforms and strategies as we move forward for the long session, which will be a, you know, due to the Portland public strike. Salem Kaiser's having issues right now. They're taking a strike vote. A lot of things are happening in Oregon with funding and accountability that is going to be dealt with in the long session. So they set the stage. As far as Pendleton is concerned, huge win. We're very, very excited. Bill Hansel, our senator, his last term, and he really brought it home for us. And many of us have worked tirelessly through kind of setting the stage for Pendleton itself. And so receiving the funding for the road, the Goad Road extension, we know that housing is our number one issue in the community. We have a lot of data to support that, and also the sports complex. And so those two wins were really significant quality of life things for Pendleton that were pretty significant. The Ways and Means, when they allocated the funding at the end of the session, they tried to really do as many projects as they could, but they cut the money back. So the road, we wanted $5 million. The sports complex, we wanted $5 million. The road ended up, I believe, with $4 million. Sports complex with $3 million. So they whittled away at the amounts, but they awarded the projects. And so that, those are really, both of those are legacy events for Bill Hansel. Bobby Levy was critical in that as well. And so, you know what? I'm going to give a solid A now that I talk about that. I'm going to take that minus off because it was a very productive one for K-12 regionally, and it was very productive for Pendleton itself.
And did the legislature work out its funding for early childhood special education, or does more work still need to be done next time around?
A lot more work. So did we receive the additional $22 million that we're advocating for? Yes. That still results in a $1.3 million reduction for IMESD's early childhood special ed program. So we are going through the process to balance our budget. We're nearing completion of that. So yes, the additional funding, anything was helpful, but that would be the one thing, Dan, that I would be, that I'm a little frustrated with, you know, as a school leader, in that this is the first time in my career we're reducing a program that significantly when money is available. But we have a reporting problem, counting kid problem. In education, you're funded by the number of students that walk through your door. And so K-12 is pretty solid on how we do that. But for early learning, it's a five-year rolling average. That's a term, that's an education jargon term, meaning that they average numbers, and they aren't really accurate to what your kids' numbers are. So in our region, which is Region 1, we cover 7 counties in eastern Oregon. We go from Morrow County all the way to Malheur, serving birth to 5 students, and our numbers are up. But we're not going to be funded for those additional numbers because of that five-year rolling average. We've got to fix that. We've got to fix that in the long session, and that's what happened to us. But in the short term, we're going to have to be reducing that program.
There's more to come. Stay with us.
Are you ready to work on the yard? Zimmerman & Company True Value has the tools you need to get the job done. Here's Terry to tell you more.
We've got hose, soil, shovels. You know, I've got gardening gloves, knee pads. We've got the weed barrier cloth. We do have the plastic Visqueen stuff too, but most people do the cloth because it allows the water to go through, but not the weeds to come up.
Zimmerman & Company True Value. Open 7 days a week on Main Street in Pendleton. Behind every project is a True Value.
When warmer weather hits, the City of Pendleton wants to help you get out and enjoy our beautiful parks, attend social events, and gather with family and friends. The City of Pendleton can help you get there safely, and a lot of those services are free or only cost a few dollars. Go to the City of Pendleton's website, click the Departments tab to find the link for the transit page, and go out and enjoy our community.
The Hamley Steakhouse and Saloon will be open for brunch, lunch, and dinner on Easter. Make your reservations now for the all-you-can-eat Easter brunch buffet featuring slow-roasted prime rib along with honey maple ham and all your breakfast favorites, desserts, and specialty drinks. Make reservations now for the Hamley Easter brunch buffet from 10 to 3 on Sunday, March 31st. Adults, $35. Kids, 5 to 12, $17. Hamley Steakhouse, corner of Court and Main, Pendleton.
Engaging talk. Let's get back to the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Speaking with Intermountain ESD Superintendent Mark Mulvihill and Director of School Improvement Dave Williams this morning. Dave, March has been a busy month for the Oregon Trail Regional Educator Network. Explain what has been accomplished.
It's hard to really talk about the RIN without talking about its inception and really what its first aim was. Our regional educator networks were set up to be housed in every ESD in the state, and they were really promoting teacher voice. And so we have a coordinating body that gets together. It's been getting together annually. I want to say now, Mark, for around 5 years, 4 years, I think five. They established, you know, goals early on as to how they wanted to really support education. One of the main goals, one of the first goals that the Oregon Trail Ran identified was supporting our region's administrators. The teachers on the coordinating body recognized early on that schools, their schools would be better, their profession would be better if their leadership was A+. And so one of the main pieces of professional development that we offer through the Oregon Trail Ran is the support of our region's administrators. So we have really kind of a three-stooled approach to our support of administrators. We have monthly virtual, what we call professional learning communities, to where we're getting folks together that have like jobs, job alikes, to really share best practice, problems of practice, and ideas that are working for them. So, you know, you naturally think about elementary school principals, high school principals, middle school principals, but we delineate that down even further into, hey, we might have primary administrators, and we might have intermediate administrators. We have virtual learning educators. So really getting those folks together and talking about best practice to move forward. We also have professional development that we offer three times a year. We've partnered with Mike Scott, a retired superintendent from Hillsboro. He has an organization called Right Time Coaching, and he comes to Eastern Oregon three times for a day and a half period where he's offering just real-time professional development for our region's administrators. And then we have individual mentoring as well. We have two retired longtime administrators from the region, Betty Palmer, who lives in Baker City, and Jocelyn Jones, who did work in Hermiston, lived in Morrill County, and now lives in Union. And they literally get in cars and travel the region, meeting one-on-one with our area administrators, offering them support. So we do a lot of work around administrators. We also support our counselors. We have a counselor connection where we're bringing our counselors together a few times during the year from the region to talk through some just best practice and give them the things that they need to be successful. And most recently, we've been pulling together some of our classified folks, you know, the folks that are in the classroom supporting our teachers, supporting special education. We've been pulling them together and having a classified connection, and those have all been very well received. We do a lot of other things. We support another big goal from our Oregon Trail Ran is supporting new teachers. And so we have a very robust mentoring program where we support mentors who support our new teachers. And it's not just, hey, here's the copy machine and here's how you get on the good side of the secretary. You know, it's really more in depth that, hey, here's how you start a lesson. Here's how you manage a classroom. To provide that the strong support for the mentor so they're able to really help and support those brand new teachers. Because we know that many new teachers, we lose them within 3 years. They are deciding whether they want to stick with that career or do something else. And it's imperative in our region that we're able to grab the best teacher candidates we can and hold on to them. And that's what this mentoring program is aimed to do. And we also have what we call a GROW program, where we, our IMESD staff, are working one-on-one with our region's new teachers. So again, another big piece that we do. We have others, but I'm going to take a breath and let you ask me a question and go from there.
Another part of the question was, again, future goals.
Yes, I think it's continuing on in these main areas of supporting our administrators, our counselors, and our teachers, and give them the best opportunities for growth and success as we can. There is a branding goal around the Oregon Trail Ran. The uniqueness of the Ran is it's housed within the IMESD, but one branding goal that we have is for all of our region's educators, for 80% of them to recognize that they have received quality professional development and support from the Ran. And so within that, then you drill down into how are we delivering that? You know, how are we best meeting that goal to support our administrators, our teachers, and our counselors, and now our classified staff.
Going to take another break. Back with more after this.
Stop in and visit the Community Thrift Shop in downtown Pendleton. It's no ordinary secondhand store. This little gem offers a boutique experience at thrift store prices. Stop in, and stop in often, as the gently used donations hit the shelves daily. Your donations of gently used vintage and antique items are always appreciated. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 10. Follow Community Thrift Shop on Facebook, and remember, all proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop proudly support Heritage Station Museum.
What destination is on your bucket list? The Walla Walla Regional Airport can get you there with 101 one-stop destinations through Seattle. Is salmon fishing in Alaska reeling you in? Or experiencing a professional rodeo at the Calgary Stampede? Check out your bucket list destinations on alaskaair.com and be sure to enter ALW to start your trip from your home airport where you always have free parking. Book your tickets today and fly Walla Walla.
Every second of every day, an older adult in the U.S. suffers a fall. It's one of the most pressing health concerns facing older adults, and it's why at McKay Creek Estates, they're currently offering a free online fall risk assessment. In just 10 minutes, you can learn about your risk factors and ways to stay safe. The free assessment for McKay Creek Estates is available at fallriskassessment.com. That's fallriskassessment.com.
A Pendleton original, it's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
My guests this morning, Mark Mulvihill, Superintendent, Intermountain ESD, and Dave Williams, Director of School Improvement. Let's talk about the deadline for nominating school employees for Crystal Apple Awards. What awards are given, and how can the general public nominate someone?
If you want to nominate, you need to pull up the IMESD website, and there's a button right there that you can do that with the form. What the Crystal Apple is, Dan, is it's the one time of the year the entire region gets together, and we honor our teachers, our principals, our classified staff, parapro, any educator. So what's cool about this is anybody can nominate for anybody who works in the school. If you have a favorite custodian, if you have a favorite bus driver, if you have a favorite teacher, you can nominate them. And then the districts determine who the winners are. Depending on district size is how many, quote, slots they have allocated. And then we have two ceremonies coming up. So on May 6th in Union County at EOU, we will be honoring all the Union County staff. On May 14th at the Pendleton Convention Center, we'll be honoring all of the Morrow and Umatilla County staff. And the public's welcome to come to that. In fact, it's become kind of a family event that when an educator is awarded, then family often comes, they go to dinner, it becomes a really fun event. And it's kind of, you know, as we look at May, that's when we're really celebrating our folks. We're focused on graduations. We're focused on the end of the playoffs for activities, scholarships kids are earning. And the Crystal Apple is the one that's kind of focused on, we're honoring our people and the adults in the schools that are providing that.
How are you two feeling about the class of 2024 and high school graduation rates?
My perspective is we're doing awfully well and we're still recovering from COVID. So when I see graduation rates over 80%, the average in Eastern Oregon, I'm awfully proud of that. I'm proud of the kids, the families, and the perseverance, because these kids were in high school, entering high school during COVID, and that was a 100-year event that impacted everyone's lives. I didn't think we'd see our graduation rates holding and improving as much as they have. We've also narrowed the opportunity gap. We had high numbers for our Native American graduation rates. Our Latino graduation rates have grown steadily. I'm proud of what educators are doing. And, you know, Dan, it's a hard thing being you've heard me say this pretty much every month. You know, I feel more and more my job is advocating for the people in the trenches doing the work, the people who go to work every day and are in the arena. That, unfortunately, public schools are being perceived by the left and right, depending on which news channel is saying this, because it's it gets to people's heartstrings and people listen when they hear about the schools, but it's not always factual. If you doubt or worry about the state of public education, I would really encourage you to contact the building principal, walk through the school, and you're going to see happy kids, happy staff, well-behaved kids, innovation going on. You go to the high school, you're going to see some programs for college and career and vocational programs that'll just knock your socks off. Good things are happening. Graduation rates are holding steady in our area. It was 83% last year. And I did a presentation to Rotary 2 weeks ago, and I went around and I said, okay, what year did you graduate from high school? And then I pulled up what the statistics are. So we started, no one graduated in high school in 1931, but we started with 1931, and it was 19%. Then we worked into the 50s when it was 50%. Then we worked through the 70s when it was in the 60%. So just food for thought when we hear our kids aren't doing well. What about our dropout rate? Right now in America and in Oregon, we're graduating more kids with a much more rigorous diploma than any of the three of us had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we're graduating more of them and creating opportunities. We're doing really, really good work every day. And as much as our world now of social media and instant news and sound bites that come with a political agenda, that's not accurate for the people that are doing the work every day.
Mm-hmm. Is the state right to focus on the four-year completer rate, or should they give equal praise to those who look longer than that but stuck with it?
Yes. So I think the four-year cohort, when a child enters the freshman year, and as Dave and I talk about all the time, one of the most vulnerable time in the 13 years of K-12 is the freshman year. That's when we lose kids. That's when the dropout. That's when kids disengage and certain things happen. We even have an indicator called freshman on track that we watch and monitor that. Those freshman on track numbers correlate to your four-year graduate. We should be accountable and tracking every one of our students, and they should graduate in 4 years. With that said, there are circumstances. There are life events. Nowhere in your life, once you're done with school, are you, you know, you only have 4 years to do this, Dave, and mm-hmm. you're 27, and now at by the time you're 31, that has to be done. You know what I'm saying? So the five-year completer is very important as well. Both should be celebrated. And that grad rate data that I just rattled off in the last question, really what that is how many people under the age of 25 have a high school diploma? So in 1931, how many 25 or below had a diploma? We weren't worried about a four-year cohort. We were saying in that time period, by the time you're 25 and really in the workforce, you got to have a diploma. 1931, 19% of Americans. Now 80% of Americans have that. So the four-year indicator is important, mostly because it helps us track kids. And we're taking a look, where are our kids needing help in that system? Five-year completer is also important because it's real. People, kids, families, moves, stress, they may not, second language acquisition, there may be multiple reasons why we just want them to get a diploma so they can move on for where they want to go. It's interesting how short our memory is. You know, and how catastrophic that was to our lives. And it's interesting to me that I'm hearing politicians and other people on graduation rates in school and now accountability. It's like, have you forgotten what we endured? We had to course correct as a system to get kids fed, get them safe, go online immediately, still monitor. We redeployed our staff during that pandemic to hit the needs of our societies locally. And that was a huge lift. It was an exhausting lift. And there's going to be long-term impact to that, especially the amount of time in Oregon that students were out. So we can't, as we go into the long session, as we look at where are we going to fund and invest in our appropriate areas in our system, we have to remember we're still recovering from that event, and it just seems like to me sometimes we have short-term memories. So to have 80% grad rates with what these kids and what that staff went through, it's unbelievable.
Well, I appreciate you going through all of this and giving us your feedback on that. My guests this morning, Mark Mulvihill, Superintendent, Intermountain ESD, and Dave Williams, Director of School Improvement. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.